We have a rather full agenda with a lot of, I think a lot of meat to it and a lot of discussion that I expect that we will have around many of the agenda items. You might have noticed also late yesterday we sent out an updated agenda which includes item 7, security growth funding for courts with marshals. I apologize for the late notice on this. I do not like to receive materials the night before our meeting, especially materials that are somewhat complicated, but this was an item that was inadvertently left off the agenda, and we had promised these courts that we would address it at the meeting, so sorry for the late notice.
Good morning, everyone. This is Zlatko Theodorovich from the Administrative Office, Fiscal Services Office. I want to welcome you again, as Judge Earl has, to this meeting. This is our third, I believe, public meeting, so just be mindful that we will have a public comment section, which won't come until item 3. We have posted the materials on the website so that everybody is aware out there, not only in the branch, but within all the state government and the public, so they can be aware of our deliberations. We think that is important, especially given the criticality of budget as it is to the branch. I do look forward to another productive meeting. We've had subcommittees working prior to this meeting to bring to you recommendations and issues, be it regarding the revenue and expenditures from the Tribe Court Trust Fund and the Improvement and Modernization Fund. We've had discussions about complex civil litigation. We've had discussions about the updating the WAFM model. So we've had a lot of work between the last meeting of this body, and so I do look forward to being able to discuss and bring to you these issues. We do have minutes that we will be looking to have approved, but I think at this point I'll just we'll take the roll to establish the quorum for the meeting. So if you, even though I think we have asked on the phone when I go through it, please indicate your presence. First is Judge Began from Stanislaus is here. Judge Boris is on the phone.
I see
Judge Chouteau.
Here.
Judge Clay.
Present.
Judge Cope.
Here.
Judge DeSantos.
Here.
Judge Earl.
Here.
Judge Wesley.
Here.
Judge Good.
Here.
Judge Hicks.
Here.
Judge Johnson.
Here.
Judge Masanaga.
Here.
Judge Slough.
Here.
Judge Trentacosta.
Here.
Judge Walsh.
Here.
Excellent. And now we have Sherry Carter.
Here.
Jake Chatters.
Here.
Rick Feldstein.
Here.
John Fitton.
Here.
Rebecca Fleming.
Here.
Kimberly Flenner.
Here.
Sean Landry.
Here.
Deborah Norrie.
Here.
Mike Planet.
Here.
Mike Roddy.
Here.
Brian Taylor.
Here.
Mary Beth Todd.
Here.
Tanya.
Here.
Christine Volkers.
Here.
David Yamasaki.
Here.
And then we have other advisory members, myself included. We have Kurt Soderlund.
He's here, but
yes, Kurt Child, and I know Jody Patel was trying to call into the meeting, and so we have all members present and accounted for, and so we do have the minutes. We do have are there any issues or corrections for the minutes before we?
I did want to make one correction. I believe. Judge Good's last name has an E on the end of it, so I would add that under the committee members present. Anyone else? Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Move approval.
Judge Walsh?
Second.
Judge Wesley?
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Minutes are approved.